state lawmakers are considering legislation that would make Maryland the first state in the country to guarantee lawyers for residents facing deportation. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the bill has its first public hearing today before the state Senate's Judicial Proceedings Committee.
Cristobal Gomez was in the Immigration Detention Center in Frederick County for a month and 18 days before a lawyer took his case.
Porque digamos ahí lo que uno espera cuando no hay un abogado que lo defienda y luego migración a uno pues
Without a lawyer, they don't tell you anything. They only force you to sign your deportation, voluntary deportation. And so they kept forcing me to try to sign it, but I told them that I didn't want to, that I couldn't leave my family, but they would only talk to me about deportation.
That's Lorena Ortega Guerrero translating. She's a paralegal with the Capital Area Immigrants' Rights Coalition, or CARE, which is giving Gomez free legal services. Gomez says his church community and his wife struggled to find him a lawyer before someone from CARE came to the detention center.
La mayoría no tenían abogados y la mayoría,
Most of the people I interacted with didn't have lawyers, and most of them were deported.
The U.S. Constitution guarantees lawyers for defendants in criminal cases, but there's no such guarantee in immigration cases. According to CARE managing attorney Eric Lopez, only about 30% of Maryland residents facing deportation have legal representation.
They have to coordinate their own testimony, their applications for relief, submit them to the court, somehow secure witnesses to appear at their trials, and then navigate the complex labyrinth that is immigration law.
They must know how to do all of this in English without any access to the world outside their detention center.
All of these things in the aggregate lead to very devastating outcomes for individuals who would otherwise even be eligible for immigration relief.
On the other hand, Lopez says about 3/4 of Maryland immigrants who have lawyers win their cases. State Senator Shelley Hettleman of Baltimore County is sponsoring a bill guaranteeing lawyers for all Maryland residents facing deportation, whether they are detained in or out of state, and all immigrants in Maryland detention centers.
It's a pretty fundamental right to be deprived of liberty, and many of these folks may have good reasons for at least being able to argue before the court that they should be allowed to stay in the United States.
Under Hettleman's bill, the Maryland Office of the Public Defender would oversee the program. Baltimore City and Prince George's County have programs that help immigrants connect with attorneys, as do several states. However, Lopez says none of those programs guarantee lawyers.
We simply have not had the resources available to afford every single Baltimore City resident, every single Prince George's County resident, an attorney. We have had to historically utilize a random selection process.
According to the nonpartisan Department of Legislative Services, guaranteeing lawyers will be expensive, possibly several million dollars a year. But Lopez says deporting so many immigrants has its own financial cost.
It is sound fiscal policy to return individuals who are contributing to the state's economy, the state's taxes.
Cristobal Gomez, who has been in the country for 17 years, is the primary income earner for his family. His wife, a U.S. citizen, can't work due to her health. He says his wife and daughters struggled with the idea of being forced to leave the country.
Sí, afectó bastante a mis niñas en la escuela, ya no eran lo mismo, ya. Y solo pasaban llorando.
My daughters were aware that it was a possibility and they started struggling a lot. They struggled in school and they were constantly crying.
I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.